the human brain takes a long time to figure out some things, but it can recognize a celebrity in a flash. New research suggests that's because it takes remarkably few brain cells to identify a famous person, say Halle Berry, or your mom, for that matter. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Certain people make a lasting impression on the brain.
Catwoman. Mm-hmm. You heard of her?
Oh, yeah. Hot. Black leather. Whip.
She kissed me.
And once the brain has filed information away about an important person or place, it can retrieve that information with astonishing speed. Itzhak Fried is a professor of neurosurgery at UCLA. He says a fleeting glance at the woman in the cat suit is all it takes to release a cascade of mental activity.
You'll be able to identify Catwoman, and you will be able to identify Halle Berry based on a different picture, and you will come to the conclusion that this is Halle Berry, and you will do it in 300 to 600 milliseconds, probably.
Fried led a team that wanted to know more about how the brain does all this. So they turned to a small group of patients with epilepsy. Doctors had threaded tiny wires into their brains to figure out where epileptic attacks were beginning. While the patients were waiting, Fried did an experiment. He asked them to look at pictures of celebrities and famous places. Signals from the wires showed which brain cells or groups of cells were responding. Fried says some cells turned out to be remarkably specialized.
The cells are picky in that sense. You know, they'll respond to Halle Berry, but they will not respond to 99 other stimuli.
The Halle Berry cells didn't respond to Jennifer Aniston, or Brad Pitt, or the Eiffel Tower, or the Sydney Opera House. Those people and places each had their own special cells. The finding suggests that memories of people and places reside in a relatively small number of brain cells. That probably makes these memories easier to retrieve than memories spread out over lots of cells. The brain would run out of storage space if it had to have a special cell for every single memory. And many of these memories would be trivial, like what necktie a colleague wore last week. So Fried says the brain probably reserves its specialized storage system for the most important information.
In the world, what we do most is, of course, meet people and go places, right? So coding for faces and for places, I think it's very important.
Even if some of those are faces we see only on a movie screen or in a supermarket tabloid. Fried says that doesn't mean we're shallow. He thinks celebrity recognition is probably a byproduct of the system that helps us quickly tell friend from foe. The study also found that even highly specialized brain cells were surprisingly versatile. Charles Connor is a neuroscientist at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore.
What's really impressive about their result is the fact that a given cell responded to lots of different views of Jennifer Aniston or the Sydney Opera House, and even responded to symbols that designate those objects, like the letter string Jennifer Aniston.
By the way, that's Jennifer with two N's. The point is that a Jennifer Aniston cell appeared to respond to anything that evoked the concept of Jennifer Aniston, not just a particular view of her face. Connor says the study shows pretty clearly that brain cells can be highly specialized. But he says the results do not mean that a single brain cell could contain our entire memory of an individual.
We frequently lose a neuron dies, and that doesn't cause the loss of the ability to conceptualize Jennifer Aniston, for example.
Thank heaven.
Thank God, yes, yes.
The new study appears in this week's issue of the journal Nature. John Hamilton, NPR News.